A co-founder of one of rock and roll's most legendary record labels died today. Phil Chess of Chess Records was 95 years old, and as NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, without Chess, the world might never have heard the music of Muddy Waters and many other famous black musicians.
It was 1928, Chicago. Phil and his brother Leonard Chess just emigrated to the States from Poland. Here's Chess Records biographer Nadine Gohotis telling their story to NPR in 2000.
It was a scrappy kind of existence. Their father was very determined, and he opened a junk shop, as did many other immigrants from Eastern Europe.
The Chess brothers were not so keen on that idea. They started a nightclub, then eventually got into the record business, and so Chess Records was born.
At last.
That's Etta James, a Chess Records artist. A couple other artists released by Chess, you've got Howlin' Wolf, Ike Turner, Bo Diddley, Buddy Guy, Chuck Berry.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it.
All black musicians, which wasn't such an easy sell on the radio in the 1950s. Here's Nadine Gohotis again.
The bulk of their trade was really jukeboxes in taverns and shops and that sort of thing. You simply had to get out on the road thousands of miles, days and days and days, with your car full of records to drop off to every distributor, every disc jockey, to try to see if you could interest them in playing the music.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88.
So they hit the road and maybe sweetened a couple deals with cash to get songs like Rocket 88 played.
Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
The song by Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats is often credited with being the first true rock and roll single. Many of the songs Chess released were eventually covered by the world's biggest white bands. Led Zeppelin, the Rolling Stones, the Beatles. The Chess brothers ended up selling the label in 1969, and the stuff they put out, Phil Chess saw become music history. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.